Welcome back to the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Vu.
And my voice has dropped about 3 octaves over the course of this weekend. I am not feeling well. I have a cold or a sinus thing going on. This is not how I normally talk, but this is how it is for now. Anyways, we're back today for the final day of the Olympic qualifier, the Skate to Milano competition. We're first going to highlight in this video the free dance, which was the first event last night. And there's a little bit of controversy with the results. There's a little bit of suspiciousness, I think, with the way the scores were taking forever to pop up, and then they conveniently fell in a way that benefited some teams and not the other teams. But we'll get into all of that. We have clips to go over. We're going to analyze all the calls that were a little bit sketchy, I would say, and just review it in general, and then in another video we'll go over the men's competition and then the wrap up from this event and our general feelings. So with that, the free dance. So initial wondering, it was such a close competition, right? Not for the top two, but then that third through sixth, maybe seventh spot, close that it could be a shakeup, and we did actually see one team tried to make a comeback, and it was really close for them to actually climb up into those spots. Unfortunately, they did not. But Harrison Chan, basically, are they going to get eights in PCS? Are they going to be held up to this higher level? Are they going to reestablish some of the momentum that it seems like they had a few years ago? And then Wang and Liu, coming back from a few years off, are they going to make it? They're in their home country. Do they have the Ice Academy Montreal push?
Yeah, those were all the things on my mind. And even just that, knowing how close the competition was, how likely it was someone was going to feel heartbroken. We as fans were going to feel that. Just, it's something that's so brilliant about this competition and everything that also was just, we know at the end of it, we're going to feel a lot of highs and lows simultaneously, which I really think is great for the sport. But, as a fan too, I was, I'm kind of in my feelings a little bit right now.
I
So,
was actually thinking about that. Now that this is solely just for Olympic qualifiers, it didn't happen so much in the dance event where there's been skaters that have been around a long time and this is kind of their last ditch, do or die to get to the Olympics. But in the men's event, there were several skaters where, one of them is 38 years old and this is his effort to try to get to the Olympics. And we saw quite a few skaters where I'm assuming this is their final season and none of them ended up making it. So it's hard because this is specifically for qualification last minute to the Olympics. And you have people that are really, really thrilled. And on the other end of the spectrum, this is like ending careers essentially. This is it for them. So yes, the drama of the sport, it's exciting for that. And I do like that the ISU did it, but it puts you in your feelings. And seeing some of the social media posts after the fact, it's you have to realize these are all athletes that are striving for one goal and not necessarily just the Olympics, but this is a huge thing. And when you get shut out of it and now this is broadcast for everyone to see where it didn't used to be a competition that everybody saw, it's everybody has opinions about it. It's a lot. But that is the sport and that's moving forward. I hope that we see every competition, so I'm not against that, but it is the nature of what this competition is. So let's talk about Reed and Ambrose Lavicious, obviously coming as the favorites. They've been top six in the world before. They had that mistake in the rhythm dance at Worlds that made them ultimately enter this competition. Let you start first because I have always had the same opinion. I want to know if you have any
They
different
clearly
opinions.
were going to win. I think nobody really doubted that. Even if they made a major error, they were going to win. They were going to get like a huge cushion, which they did in both programs. But they brought us back to the club, which is what they always do, right? Like that's their wheelhouse, I guess, they're like Meryl and Charlie, except instead of Latin, it's the club. I liked parts of it, right? I feel like what they always do is they try to create highlights and moments. They don't worry about the in-betweens. But to me, this program really just exposed that really badly in a way. Like for example, like I love the opening combination lift. I thought it was great. I thought it was a great way to open and just set the mood of the program. But then everything after that felt some level of like sloppy, some level of open. Especially like once they did that curve lift, you could just see it. It was unclean. The free legs weren't matched. They were shaky. And then it just felt like they were vibing and buying time in between elements. There were no difficult holds. Everything was just, again, super open, hand to hand, or even just not having any type of like actual physical connection between the two, other than, when the rules required them to, right? Because you can't be separated for too long. But there were, again, highlights, right? And I think that's what you remember from their skating all the time, like how the twizzles to me, they really highlighted that music and beat change, and it felt really cool. The choreographic spin, even. I haven't seen anyone just kind of do that where they're just kind of like posing, but like rotating and doing that. Maybe not great in an athletic sense, but again, cool and interesting. But again, it's very much just set up to do some highlights. They end with three choreographic elements, you
Most
know,
people do,
it's
yeah.
what most
And
teams
you know
do
what that does
now.
though? That kills the flow of the program, and it's all on
It
center
does.
ice. And it's, yeah, I've commented about that for over an Olympic. You know, Papadakis Cizarron did it, and I feel like, you know, I mean, it's just standard that that would be what you end with after you get through these long steps or spins or whatever. So it's again, the rules are kind of written to force them into that. Not that everybody did it, but I just don't like how it just becomes like a stop and go. It's true for most people, but it's not covering much ice. It's
Right. But most teams aren't scoring
well,
really
exactly.
high
Well, you know,
for
it's all
these types
vibes,
of
and that's
programs, you know?
well, that's what I was gonna
And
say
this is all
too.
it is.
Like, I don't think they're a team that really compares skating skills wise with most of the top 10, the top 12, whatever in the world. I really don't think they do, and I've thought that for a while since they've been rising way up the standings. But they do create a vibe, and they create a moment, and their programs are very audience friendly, and
Like they're
that,
fun. They're fun.
yeah, and that's, but we have to remember we like the rules, and most audience does not. So they're gonna assume that everything is really good unless they make a major glaring mistake. I just see kind of the shortcomings where they don't really get a lot of push or that perfect hook of the edge
Yeah,
where
I
they're
agree.
gaining strength off those pushes. And I feel like it is all very showy. I enjoy the programs for what they're worth. I could have probably guessed that this was going to be their wheelhouse again for this year because it's always like take us to the mid-90s club or that kind of vibe. I feel like they've been there
Right.
for
But
a
even
while.
then, out of all their in the club free dances, this is probably my least favorite, least
Really?
memorable. And only one judge dared to even give them a composition score that was, like, to me, relatively accurate, 7.5 from
You
the
think that's accurate for
Spanish
them?
judge. It's more accurate than 9.25.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's I don't know. Composition especially, no. I interpretation, whatever, that's so subjective. I can't argue with people about that too much. I mean,
Yeah,
if it makes you
presentation
feel a
part,
certain way, it does, you know, but composition, absolutely not. There's not, it's very open and it's very clear that they're going into an element. It's not seamless. I wouldn't say that the composition was anything special. So yeah, I'm with this having to do this competition again. They scored well. I'm just curious if they will maintain the position they had prior to Worlds last year, or if we're going to see this whole chain of events and their Grand Prix events, depending how they go, if they start to be a team that's fighting to maybe even stay in the top 10, which I think would be fair, honestly.
I think it'd be fair too, but like just based on this score, one almost 118, and the Grand Prix hasn't started yet, and this is a fairly like strictly called event, I would say, maybe a little harsh, I would venture into, far more than we've seen in the past, far stricter than Worlds, so I don't know, we'll see, but like I think they'll stay up there. It doesn't seem like they're on a downward trend at all. It almost just seemed like Worlds was an anomaly, and the judges are just saying, yeah, it was an anomaly. We get it.
Could be. So they win. They have their spot to the Olympics. Harrison Chan come away with second place here. They're doing Clair de Lune again this year. I remember it. I have to say they're pleasant. I think that they skated very well. As a program construction, probably better than the Lithuanians. They're there for me. They're there, and I'm happy that they're going. Well, I don't actually. I think I read that he's still in process of getting Australian citizenship. I think that
Oh,
there's.
really?
I don't think there's
Oh, I
a
didn't know that.
concern that he's going to get it because their reaction in the kiss and cry was very, we're going, you know. But they're pleasant. I mean, that's what I can say. They skated well and they're pleasant, and they got through the competition without a major error, which is huge for them. So maybe upwards trajectory for them after a few years of kind of either staying the same or dropping a little bit.
And you know, I would have had them in first. Honestly, like I enjoyed this a lot more than the Lithuanians. I think even just as an ice dance program, when you think of like construction, everything, like you're saying, it was much better. Even just down to the costumes, I really enjoyed it. It felt very Clair de Lune, like a storm at night, things like that. One thing that I really, really, really loved was the rotational lift and then into the stationary. And with that and the music transition, it just worked really, really well. And I think when you just compare this to the Lithuanians, they had a lot of great highlights too, but the in-betweens made more sense to
Of
me.
course,
They were
yeah.
skating closer together. The traditional choreography was cool and was good and subtle. I didn't really feel like there was a ton of posing and vibing going
Yeah,
on
that's
with the
that's what I will say.
Lithuanians.
That was outflowing. That, you know, they made it cohesive. And again, this is a repeat program, but even so, is some of the
Yeah, I
skaters
mean,
have really opted to do this stop and go and this highlight moves that are getting the audience attention, but then they're going to the other, you know, 10 feet away and stopping again and doing something. And it's very, you know, it's not what I would prefer in ice dance. It is a result of all these rule changes, obviously, but there is a way to still keep it flowing and cohesive. And I feel like this is, yeah, this I would agree probably this is a better constructed program. Composition, at least, you know, for sure should be. And I would even venture to say, you know, skating skills, it's not as if the Lithuanians are blowing everyone away on that regard.
And I think one of the things we see is that like it's a little different in that like Harrison Chan are skating close together, everything just feels a little cleaner, but they're not trying to get as deep of edges like Lithuanians. I think like Lithuanians, their whole method is let's try to showcase a really deep edge, but we're so far apart, we're not going to be in difficult holds, but look at how deep this edge is, guys. Like, and that's really what all they're doing. It feels very smoke and mirrors, whereas like Harrison Chan are skating to their level, right? And it feels more like what I guess a more purist wants an ice dance.
Valen Kasimov from Spain, they get a clear third spot. I mean, not clear. I shouldn't say clear, but I mean, it's surprising a little bit to me that they were able to move up. So let's first, though, talk about this theme. This was a
I
big
hate it. I
deal
hate the
made and
themes.
announced prior
I
to
hate
the
it
program.
because it
AI
makes no sense.
in Muse. Okay, so.
Right. Okay. So like unless at least the explanation that we heard to me makes no sense. So again, as a Muse fan, Exogenesis Symphony occurs after the world ends, right? And it's this idea of like there's hope, this last ditch effort to whatever. And so I'm like, are they talking about the singularity? Is the awakening AI about to destroy the world? But I don't feel that in the program. And even then, there was only one moment where it felt like he was the creator and she was the AI. And it was during the step sequence where she's just lying on the ground like this and he just lifts her up. And I'm like, oh, there it is. There's the one moment that tells the story.
Let's just also pause for a moment and remember that yesterday or the day before you said that you're like a Muse aficionado. You love Muse. You loved Muse all throughout all this. Yeah. So you know like the background of these songs and what they should be conveying, and you just don't get it through this. I mean,
No,
I don't
no.
think there was even
And the cut's
necessarily.
terrible.
Yeah.
That too. Like,
I
it
don't.
literally is probably one of the worst Exogenesis Symphony cuts that we've seen in figure skating. It was exceptionally awful. I don't know how else to describe it. But the skating was good. I
Yeah, it
liked
was
the
good. I
skating.
can't take it away.
The
Yeah, I mean, they
actual
skated
skating
well.
was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because they were a surprise to me, you know? Like, again, they
Me
were
too.
best known for having that kind of minor
Clash with Martin
controversy, yeah,
Deak.
with
Yeah.
Clash with the Smart and Deke, right? But this, their skating's really good. You could see that Spain has a future in ice dance post Smart and Deke. Like, oh, like,
And he also got his citizenship at the same time that Tim did. So they're
oh,
both
good,
together.
good, good. Yay. Okay. But yeah, they were like good holds. I felt like they created some great pictures all throughout. I just really smooth. They showcased some great skating. I just, again, was not a fan of the music or the program theme
Yeah, the story that
at
even need to be
all.
told, you know, just set a
It did
mood and
not,
whatever,
no.
you know.
Right, because they were just vibing anyway to like Muse, which is what most people do when they skate to Muse. Like, so like, yeah, again, not my favorite. I could have done without the explanation.
So we're going to skip past 4 and 5 right now because we're going to go back and really analyze those two skates because this is where, from what I've seen, people are really confused, really have a lot of opinions, feelings about all of
And
this.
like, I'm not necessarily confused. I am, though, kind of like, oh, that was like really harsh, guys. You know, like that's where I am. I feel more a level of just, again, fan heartbreak and disappointment. But yeah, we'll get back to that.
Yeah. So let's go to sixth place. And this is the Hungarian team, Ignatieva and Semco. They actually b finished third
In the free
in the
dance,
free
yeah.
dance. Yeah. 103 point. They made a push that they I mean, I think they were like 1.5 or 2 points out of that fourth place spot. It was pretty tight. So, like I said, I really like this team. I really think that they're both characters. He has a personality that's really out of this world. But I don't like that they kept this free dance. I think that it really kind of falls apart after a minute and a half or 2 minutes or whatever. I just don't get the pacing of it. I don't really get the choreography of it. It's supposed to be all vibes, but it doesn't really give all vibes,
I mean, it's supposed to be a character program, right? But they're not really even leaning into the characters. It's almost like they're doing the middle school version to make it really like, acceptable for like a wider audience. But to me, it's like, no. I think especially, him, but they have that within them to perform this kind of like
Of course.
weirdness.
It's
Like,
the music edit though. It's really like it
it's
just
bad.
doesn't go anywhere. The beginning is like maybe it will turn into something and then it just doesn't and it slows down and it kind of ends on a like a nothing note and I don't know. They're
Yeah,
strong
and they
skaters,
just
you know,
yeah,
they're
and they got
strong
a little
skaters.
sloppy at the end too,
Yeah,
which I
of
think kind
course.
of like really prevented them from getting the spot.
So he sat in the kiss and cry and he said, "Come on, give us our spot," or something like that. And then I saw afterwards in the quick comments after the skate, he mentioned like something that's completely not appropriate. I think it was, it's obviously a joke, but I'm wondering to see if he gets sanctioned or some kind of reprimand for it. He mentioned like, "Oh, we maybe didn't get the spot here, but we'll get it in the locker room. I have a knife on me." And he's trying to stay in character of the Joker, but that's as someone who actually got stabbed, let's remember, he a few years ago had this whole ordeal where he went to Russia and was the victim of a stab. I don't think that that was maybe the smartest thing to say, but it is what it is. They actually gave a really good effort. The rhythm dance just had to be better, and that's what it comes down to. I will say though, sixth place, right? So you think about it, if the Swedes end up not getting their spot, I mean their citizenship in time, and then you also have the Finnish team that doesn't get it. There's a potential they could still slide in for that spot. The hope is not gone for them. It's just, they need other people to basically be
And it's
beneficial
really
for them.
crazy too how like fourth through seventh, right? Because that fourth spot is like the last spot officially. 1.2 points separated fourth through seventh. Like that's just crazy. That's a few calls. That's just like a difference of
That's
opinion
not
and
even
some
that's half a
choreographic
call.
steps.
That's like
Yeah, like
this.
it's a really close competition. And I think that's why there's so many feels about it. But like I'm not as upset about the next couple not getting it just because the
Yoshida
program
Morita,
is so
I have to
bad.
say, they have such a good rhythm dance, right? And
I
we want to
know,
see it in
they
the Olympics,
do.
and we will see it in the Olympics, and they will be Olympic medalists when all is said and done. But I turned out we talked about this in July when we went over kind of the program announcements that we knew, and we were like, did an ice dance team ever skate to Turandot? And we couldn't remember offhand anyone. It's kind of like an homage to Shannon Zhao almost. She looks like they're dressed in the same colors and all that. And I know they're from different countries, but I got that kind of vibe. And honestly, the program itself, with the way they skate with so much power most of the time, it almost reminded me of like a Paris program just thrown in with some twizzles and some steps that went on for 30 seconds, you
See,
know?
I think we disagree slightly on this
Okay.
one. Because I thought it was a terrible program.
I didn't say it was great, but I'm just saying,
Like, I like the way it starts. I really do. It feels like like I said, it's like subtle, I forgot they were doing an element at the beginning.
That's
It's just they
yes,
were
and they
getting
were
into the
different order than
mood.
most
They
people.
were, yeah, starting with
Though
the
the
choreographic
end still
steps.
moved outwards, the order of the elements was really good, but let's go into some of the reasons why,
Yeah,
it
so
kind of
I
falls
don't
flat.
like it because I think the music edit with the actual elements wasn't great. Like
Okay.
my final takeaway is this program somehow has no highlights.
Okay.
Zero.
I thought it did though.
See, this I think this is
Yeah.
basic
Yeah.
disagreements, right? Like that rotational lift, it just feels like they're throwing it away. To me, it didn't match the music at all. It could any type of lift could have gone in there and it would have been the exact same effect. It didn't need to. That weird transition into the curve combination lift. Again, it felt awkward. I don't understand like her transition into that. Again, it didn't feel like it went into the music, just completely a thrown away element to me. And then there's a music change in the middle of the dance
Well,
spin,
that one, I have to
which
agree
makes
with that.
zero sense as well. And then it's like the faster part of the music. They spend most of it in the dance spin, they exit it, and the music changes again with nothing that they're doing indicating that change in mood. Right? Like,
I will say,
I think the
I
music
see where
edits are
you're
just
coming
really
from.
bad.
I see where you're coming from in this talk. We talked about this with Guignard and Fabry last year and how they have these really strong technical elements, but when you don't match them to the music in a correct way, when they're kind of just throwaway, then it gives the judges every or the technical panel every reason to be like, let's look for errors. Let's and then the judges say, oh, let's give a plus one instead of a plus three. So I get where you're coming from in that aspect. I just think that, they are a powerful team, and I like that because it's just so different than from what we saw. They're not trying to be like prim and proper and all that. They really attacked. I mean, it did start to get dicey, and I don't think that it was as fast as they usually would be. But
Agree.
I really just wanted them to get a spot, so I was all in. And I
Me too.
really actually I did like I liked the ending, just in the sense that it was still moving around the entire rink. It wasn't this character step and then these
Right.
stupid assisted lifts that are really like, come on. And then you end the program like, yay. They really had a
Yeah.
lot going on towards the end, and I respected that. But in the end, I do see why they dropped. I just didn't expect it to be that massive. I mean, I guess if I looked at the protocols, I would be like, yeah, it makes sense,
Right. And
but
it's like, I don't know. It's something that's weird. Like, I don't understand why some coaching teams don't really get this, but like, we all have lizard brains, right? Including the judge panel. I'm sorry, if you do a really cool lift in silence versus a really cool lift to like a perfectly timed with music crescendoed, yeah, I'm gonna give more GOE for that
Oh my
just out
God.
of just like personal bias. It is in the criteria as well, right? But like, I
But
looked at
it's
a bunch of the
mentally, it's a
protocol here.
mental thing. It is so psychological, and I've said this, and you've said this, and I think, Turandot, Nessun Dorma, I'm thinking like Mino and Sandit used to drive me crazy. They used this program all three times that they won a world medal. They repeated the program 95, 96, 98. She would do the double axel like 3 or 4 seconds before the crescendo of the music. So she'd land this jump, typically throw double axel, and then on the crescendo she'd be holding the edge and she'd stick her arms out. I'm like, why do you not just land the jump on the crescendo? It would be so much better. But it's just stuff like that, it's just stuff like that. But when we're talking about Nessun Dorma, that's I always think like, why? Because Shen and Zhao actually hit all the highlights pretty well. And
Exactly. And when you think
I'm
about why skaters use Turandot and Nessun Dorma, it's because of that. It's literally built for figure skating to highlight elements, right? With the music, there's so many high points to it. Whereas they highlighted zero, which is a choice and it's a bad one.
It's really unfortunate though, because Kathy Reed has done so much good with this team to get them moving up the standings so quickly and all of that. Who you have in front of you, who choreographed the program? Was it Kathy?
Oh, their choreographers are Madison Hubble, Adrian Diaz, and Scott Moore. Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, that
That's
is.
very disappointing. Oh no. Yeah,
But
sorry, not your best work, guys.
listen, they're third alternates now at no yeah they're third alternates now at best. Or at worst, they might move up slightly. They're not getting into the individual competition, but they will come away from the Olympics with probably a silver team medal. So there's at least that. And we'll get to see their rhythm dance anyways. Maybe a completely modified free dance. We'll see. Other than that, I didn't really have any thoughts about the people below that. There wasn't really anyone else that was in contention. I think that the levels were lower. I actually liked Maria Kazakova. She's skating Georgia now with a new partner. It's a relatively new partnership. This is only their second competition together. I really liked their program. I remember that was kind of a standout in the early on of all of it. Other than that, everyone gave their best effort, but there's a clear kind of separation between what's going on. But I will say, as far as the team event goes, the Japanese ice dancers are for sure going to get in with these wild card spots. There's a total of five. Now, the thing is, if the Kovalevs in pairs can get into the individual competition, which they should because of Uzbekistan, then that means the Polish ice dance team will actually, as of this moment, they're one of the 10 teams that are qualified. They would actually get in as a wild card as well. So that's nice
Oh,
for them.
because the
The
because
wild
of
cards right now
the
would go to the Japanese ice dancers, the British man, and the Kovalevs. So, in the event the Kovalevs are out, then the next one in order, as of now, because there's 10 teams exactly that are qualified, would be Poland, because they're only
Oh,
missing the ice
right. And
dancers.
those are the ones that were just missing that fourth
Well,
part,
I mean,
right?
South
And are
Korea is missing a pair, but they don't have a pair, so it's not,
right. And they're
they're
just
just
going to
one.
compete with three.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, and forgo the points.
So other than that, let's go back now to kind of where all the drama is stemming from, at least where the results go. Wang and Liu, right? So they haven't skated for a few years. They were banished back to China or whatever. Now they're back in Ice Academy Montreal. No one knew what to expect because they haven't been competing. And this is kind of, I don't know when they announced that they were even coming back or if they silently just kind of came back, but no one really knew what to expect out of this comeback. So let's start just going over the vibes of the programs.
Yeah. I mean, I think their performance in the free dance was way better than the rhythm dance. I think the skating was better too. And even just by the nature of the free versus the rhythm dance, a lot of the awkwardness we talked about in the rhythm dance, because he's so tall, he kept being hunched over. It wasn't really here because they weren't required to be like close holds at all, really. Right. And that's why, like, I think it just came off as a better impression. I love that opening stationary lift.
But they've
He
done
was
that, you
giving,
know, they've done that a
yeah.
lot.
Oh, this was like a greatest hits program. Yeah, no,
Well, no,
100%.
they've
A
already
greatest
skated this
hits.
program in 2023,
Oh, they
or at
did? Oh my
least
God, I
most of
even
it.
forgot.
I mean, I don't know if it's exactly the same, but I remember the outfits and I remember there was some
Yeah.
kind of Batman. I should have gone back and watched to
Okay.
see. I
Me
don't know if
too.
the music kind of changed, but they've definitely done something like this in 2023. I think it was.
But like, yeah, you know, they've done these elements before, but you know, if anyone wants to criticize it, Papadakis and Cicero won an Olympic gold medal doing a greatest hits program. So let's seeing like
A lot
the
of teams do
mood
that.
she's giving, she's really giving it too, and the performance was so clear there. The 1 foot steps I thought were
Was
really
very good.
good,
I like
like
that pattern a lot.
huge ice coverage, like too. It was really smooth. That signature straight line lift that we always do, that then goes into the combination lift, was really good to me. It went great with the music change. Like things got a little dicey for me on the twizzles. They weren't my favorite just because the low ice coverage, it felt very chalk and Batesy,
Well, I
which I
mean,
guess doesn't really
that
hurt you
first set,
anymore.
especially that first set had
Yeah.
no distance at all. None. That is where I can really kind of hammer in and say, you know, maybe a zero GOE at best, because really there was no distance. That first set, which is in their dominant kind of rotation side, really gave nothing, you know. So I would say because of that and the lack of ice coverage, you can't really give positive GOE.
And then even then, the second set from him to me wasn't great because toward the end it just felt like I could have seen a case to where you call that a level three. Because to me, that last rotation was more like a spin. He was just spinning around on the inside edge for that last rotation. And then again, it falls apart a little bit. The dance spin wasn't great. It was slow. They didn't get enough rotations, so that they lost levels there. I felt like the diagonal step, they were really far apart. It didn't have a lot of flow into it. And then it picks back up with the character step, the choreographic spin, the choreographic slide. I thought the
The
programming did
slide.
great.
Oh my God,
The
the
slide
slide
was really
was so
cool.
good.
And
So
then
good.
and it was the entry too. It was the entry to where you did a
All of
staring
it.
down the
All of it.
judges. They're giving that attitude, and it's almost like it does that full circle from the beginning where it's that same thing, that same kind of vibe, and then it ends like almost like on a subtle high. I don't know how else to explain it, but it was really cool. I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would. My expectations were really low. I would be like, oh no, they're gonna go out and they're gonna score like 92, you know? Like, and so yeah, I actually really enjoyed this. Again, some dicey moments here and there, but it's well skated overall. And then it's my heartbreak.
Raitan and Majorov from Sweden. This is like a clearly a fan favorite now, just I think because
Yeah. Well,
he's come so far in such little time. I mean, he was a single skater in 2022 Olympics, and he's come to this already where, you know, they're not, as of now, you know, there's things that can still happen. Their first alternate, they're not going to the Olympics as of now. But okay, let's just go over the elements. Let's go over what we
Yeah, I
thought, and then we'll look
thought,
at everything.
yeah. So, like, you know, like I thought the twizzles look good from my perspective. I know we'll go over the call for her later. I thought the 1 foot steps were really good in terms of how they performed. They were one of the few teams that were performing with their whole body in the 1 foot steps. And in general, in ice dance, they're one of the few teams in the whole entire field that do that. But I think that's kind of also indicative of
Them not hitting
where
the, yeah.
then not hitting the levels, right? And then kind of where things go. They're giving so much into their performance. We'll talk about how it just kind of they get ahead of themselves. Because to me, they started getting ahead of the music, like really badly. And it's right after the step sequence when they get into that choreographic slide, and he totally mistimes the music cue. And to that, I'm like, oh, if I'm a judge, that's a one. That's a zero. Easy to just give some a low GOE because of that. And the highlight stops being a highlight. And they probably become aware of it because the same thing happens in the curvelet. They enter too soon. And so they're ahead of the music again. They're not highlighting the music. And then it's a really awkward combination lift the entire time.
Well,
And especially once they transition to the rotational lift, he's really unsteady in the rotations, right? You could tell that they're having difficulty with the change of pose. And if you're counting the rotations, they're nowhere close to level four.
And
Nowhere close.
it was clunky coming out. I mean, several of their elements you could see they weren't perfectly, her blade wasn't set down in a smooth way. He's kind of reaching in a certain way. We'll see all of it in a few minutes when we look at him specifically. But yeah, looking back on it, I mean, in the moment, I thought for sure they had done enough. Looking back on it, I kind of see where this is coming from. Not all the calls, but a lot of them I see, they're a lot rougher than what you might have noticed the
And
first
then
time around. So.
some of this is just construction. That's just a bad program construction choices. Like, so the choreographic step I really liked, but if you w they go to transition immediately from the choreographic step into the stationary lift. That stationary lift starts way too soon, like in terms of relative to the end of the boards. So that choreographic step never reaches the end of the other end of the boards. They're nowhere close to 2 meters, and that's why they get the exclamation. And that's just throwing away points too. So there's so many moments in this program to where they just threw
So
points away
they're
that would have gotten them the spot. And then even the exit out of the stationary lift, he struggles. You can see like you can see that his foot shake. You can see the ice come up off. It's not smooth. I think only one judge actually punishes them for it, and it's the Australian judge, but they've been really harsh all throughout the
No,
competition
the
too.
Australian judge is the one that gave the, well, actually, I don't know if it's the same
Negative
one
two. The
between.
stationary lift is negative two from the Australian
But
judge. And
if
there's
it's the
some
same judge
zeros.
that was in singles, remember what they did for the GOE or the PCS. So I don't know if that's
Oh,
like,
okay, that's fair.
I don't know
Okay,
if it's the same judge
fair.
though. It's
But
probably
there's a
separate.
lot of zeros on that stationary lift. Because those are the judges that actually saw how bad the exit was. Like a few gave threes, and I guess that's willful blindness or however you want to describe
That's by the
that.
that's the end of the competition, basically. That's let's throw
I know I'm
out. They
tired.
must be
Yeah,
better,
right. Yeah,
So,
and then
yeah.
even that, like the choreographic lift at the end, it felt labored. And then somehow they were behind the music with the choreographic lift. So it was just, it started out great, but quickly started falling apart once they got too ahead of the music. And then it was like a struggle to get back on. And you could just see that all. The timing was just getting really bad. But they kept giving, you know, they kept really performing. You could still feel that chemistry. They were performing so outward. There's so few teams that have like such a genuine way of an extroverted expression like they do. Like I can't think of another team in the field that really performs like this.
Lucius and Ferris, you saw Riverdance? I mean, I can't believe what they've done this year. I'm so excited. This is a team
Leaned
that
into
really didn't
camp.
have an identity, but it's like,
Yeah.
and
Well, they're just, we're
it
gonna
had
have
more
fun.
choreography than Board and Kratz did, so there's that.
I mean,
But I
again.
think that they've just as a side note completely, because they're not really in this, but they have two Susie's and Fierce have two programs this year that are just so fun, and they're just giving like we don't really care. It's we're gonna go out on a high note if this is their last season, which I heard it was. And I appreciate that because it's not stuffy, it's all just like
Yeah.
fun, you know.
And if it's not their last season, I wouldn't mind. I'd love to see them again, especially since they're just leaning into that
Those
quirkiness,
vibes that
right?
they need, so
Yeah. But so, you know, when you going back to like Wang and Lee versus Rayton and Majerov, like I my heart wants to say the Swedes need to go just because I want to see them perform. I feel so much watching them. It's they're so exceptional just in that reaching, like, you know, this part, you know, like your heart, your feels, all that. But I would say as a sport on the day, Wang and Li want it fair and square.
Okay. All right.
As much as I don't want to say it, yeah, and we'll go over it. But I'm
So
sad.
let's
I'm
start.
buried in my field about it, the
No, it's, I
cognitive
mean, it
dissonance.
was like, that and then the men's competition, which we'll discuss a little later. It was a long day of like highs and lows and people falling apart and people stepping it up and, emotions all over the place. Let's start. All right. Okay. So let's watch.
Well, this is the combination lift.
There's that toe pick, like I've seen it before.
Yeah, and the combination lift is just so good. Just so good, right? The
So there was that, no qualms with that really, right? That was really well
Right. And
done.
that's just looks like a highlight, right? And that's just kind of too when you we go later and look at the Swedes and their combination lift, you will see a huge difference. And combination lift, if you guys don't know, it's two elements at one. And so both the GOEs are judged as one element for basically two lifts. So it's high risk, high reward type situation.
So, okay, now this is the stationary lift that we were discussing.
Same, right? And this actually opens out the program. And
Yeah,
again,
this
you
was
see
the
it. And
before
then,
that, yeah.
yeah. And then she's just, and yeah, the fists going
Rock
down, all this
solid,
attitude. Yeah. Really good.
Really good too. I agree. So there's that. We have no qualms
Right.
about that either. That's actually really
And
nice too.
then there's a, but they do have one weak moment in the program, and it really is that dance spin.
So here we go with that. We'll watch it. That's all right.
Yeah, and you're
That's
seeing though
not
just
so
the
much.
rotational speed. Yeah,
Yeah.
they're not getting really getting it. And then
Kind of sticky on the end, on the exit of it. I mean, it's just the shape that they created that kind of caused that. But if we're, being really meticulous about what we see, then there's that. But I mean, that not awful. Just it did slow down on that first position. It got a much slower. Choreographic slide. Let's do the slide next because
Yeah, and this again was the way they ended the program. That was such a highlight to
this.
me.
Oh my
Yeah,
God, I love it.
that just like, yes.
And then it keeps going. I mean, you think they're done, and then they do like this. So, good way to end. I
Right,
really love it. I
smooth,
really
right.
love
It
it.
didn't feel like they were struggling at all. It was really, really good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I love
And
that.
then we didn't mention it, but Wang and Lu also got an exclamation on their choreographic step. And I think they got it for a different reason. And so you're not allowed to be two arm lengths apart. And there's totally a part that they choreograph where their arms are extended and not reaching one another, which is literally telling the panel, hey, we're in violation of the requirements for this program. And it's yeah, it really is like the beginning there where you're seeing that. They're not within two arm lengths apart. They're too far apart. And that's really where it is. Yeah. The rest of it's fine.
The rest of it's fine, yeah, but if we're
It's
what
not
we're
my
talking
favorite.
about for this particular
Yeah, this part
exclamation point,
here
we're
where
talking
they're
about
just
like
like,
right
yeah,
here.
they're right here where his arm was extended. If she were to extend hers out too, it was in the other way, but they're not reaching each other and they need to. They have to somehow be within two arm lengths apart.
So that's
And they're not.
what ends up happening is they get an exclamation point next to the element. And the rule used to be prior to 2025, I think it was that the element has to be a negative one at a maximum. Like the score has to be reduced to a negative one. They changed that rule. The ISU has literally, it is so difficult to navigate the website. If you go on there, you would think the rules from 2023 are still in place because they show up at the top. But anyways, what the rule is now is that whatever GOE you're supposedly going to give them, you need to reduce it by two. So if you're going to give them a plus three, you can still give them a plus one. We do see, I think actually in this element, there were zeros and plus ones. I'm fairly
And it used
certain.
to be really harsh. They used to just invalidate
Oh yeah.
whole
Well, that used to,
choreographic elements. Yes.
They've gotten much nicer. They've gotten much more skater friendly over the years. And then what else do we have for them? We have those are actually that's actually it for them.
But and so the, so you can see with these elements where they were really strong, right? And then we're gonna see to where for the Swedes just weren't nearly as. And it really starts to me falling apart for the Swedes in that choreographic slide. I know you'll need to listen to the music for it. But
Well,
like, yeah,
let's start out
whoosh.
with the twizzles first because
Okay.
this is one of their first
Yeah.
elements, and this is where this was actually an early call because you list I have parts of the kiss and cry and them discussing how the scores are going down. This was something that was determined. They usually review in order, so this is something they decided almost immediately. She's dropping down to a two. I don't
Yeah.
know what her initial call was. Actually, we'll probably see it on the screen here, but let's
Oh,
see.
I can,
So
yeah.
fine.
Okay. And this is where possibly in the second set for her, like
Yeah,
right
she right
there.
there. Yeah. So
Yes,
if
where there's a slight check on the turn.
yeah, let's see if I
Like
can.
for me, it's a little harsh to call that.
What we're talking about for those that didn't see it, actually, I'll slow it down, just so we can really. So right, let's wait till they get back up. So right here, and then we're gonna slow this down just a little bit. You see
There,
right
that one
here.
right
Yep.
there. And it was a little check. And then definitely in the third set, it th yeah, right
Right there.
there.
Right at the end, it was
So
kind of cheated on the
So for the third set is basically, there's three groups. They have to get do four, features in these three groups. So inherently they're gonna be one, two that are simultaneous. And so the pattern one is where they can do that third set. And so she clearly does not get that feature.
She does, yeah,
So
she
to
doesn't
me, that
show
was a
you.
level three Twizzle call. That one for the second set to me is
Yeah,
really,
that's very
really
meticulous. You know, we
nitpicky.
had to slow it down, and you see her, for me, it's you see her back kind of readjust, and that's how you know that there's something going on. She's not, fluid in it. But yeah, it is, it's a,
It's a really harsh
they
call to
really
me,
had
in
to do
my
what we just
opinion.
did and then some to get to
And
that.
they have
So
that easily built in
yeah.
the call
David
system.
Santee, I think, very famous
But
US skater, he's always
it
the
definitely did
replay.
deserve a drop. I would have called it a three, but I'm not Judy Bloomberg or anyone on this panel, so they're the experts.
So let's go to the choreographic slide.
And we're not playing the music here, you can just see it. But see here where they go into it, his arm goes up, he's early. He's about a second early to where that's highlighting the music. And that to me just kills that GOE because part of the choreographic elements they're choreographic. They're supposed to be choreography with the music. And so that's where to me they also lose points. And to me watching it live, it was so like a cringe moment. It was just like, oh no, like because you're I'm rooting so hard for them.
He did put his hand up like a good half of a second to a second before he really showed up. So I get it. It's losing the effect there. It's losing potential GOE.
And that's just really
Then.
though where the program starts falling apart because they're ahead of the music.
So this is the combination.
And the same thing happens here with the combination lift. So she gets into position about a half a second too
Oh, like a
early, where she's supposed
second.
to be highlighting up about this, and it doesn't happen. And
And
they can feel
then,
it too. And look how clunky that too, right there. When he stops rotation, you see all the ice. His rotations are really just bad all the way through. I count five and five. I count he goes through five rotations. I count she goes through five. To me, the rotational lift should have been a three.
Okay, so
They
let's.
must have seen something to where they dropped to the level. Either it's not quite enough rotation from either person. I can see the argument for her to where it's maybe not quite five rotations. Because then that justifies a level two call.
I
But
mean,
even here.
we can go through it. I went
I mean,
through it
I
again just to
yeah,
show.
I went through it again too, but I was like, oh no, to me it's a level three.
Okay, so right here is when he drops her down. So.
But the GOE for this is low. Even then, the GOE is really low for this combination lift because it's not done well. It's
I
again not
counted
highlighting the
five.
music. I count five.
It's just
But
that
it's when he stops rotation. The when he stops
exactly.
rotation, it's really unclean. And so technically, you could justify dropping the level for that. So it could
You
have been
see it
the net
right
level
there.
three.
You
But when
literally
he
see, like,
stops rotation,
look where her leg is. You can see he's kind of setting her down not so gracefully. Again, nitpicking, but if we're talking about why they're potentially having these issues, there it is.
And then here, the really bad one that
Stationary.
really it's kind of like it's yeah the
Right here. So this, now that sloppy right there, right? And then,
look at the way he puts his foot down. Oh, see, he's struggling, and then the awkwardness when he puts his foot down. You can see the snow flying up. It's not stable.
you can see right here he's kind of getting wobbly. And you see
He's
right
getting
there
on his
he's
toe
putting his
peg.
foot down kind of going outwards. So
And then only really a few judges truly punished them for that, but all of them should have. The threes were
And
not appropriate for that GOE.
choreographic lift for them.
Yeah,
Again, we need to
again,
go with the
comparing the
rules.
way the Chinese end versus the way they end the program, to me, if you watch this, they're now behind the music.
Well, you see, you already see his
You always
foot's
see
kind of
it.
wavering, right? And
And then the
then coming out
exit
right
is.
here, it was not that bad actually, but it's just
But
the
it's more just it's behind the music now, and it's the last impression you're getting. So the during the choreographic element isn't the best. The exit's fine, but it's poorly timed with the music now.
We'll just see right here, watch his leg. It's wavering. It's definitely almost twice wavering.
Unsteady.
So,
So he just started losing his footing a lot, and I think it just had to do with just
nerves.
nerves. And It was so great because they're putting so much into their program and the performance. And you could see in the rhythm dance, it paid off really well. In the free dance, it's when things started going away. It's like, I'm not sure if you've ever played an instrument. Oh, yes, you do. You play the
I play
piano. Of
piano,
course you
yeah.
do. You play piano. You're actually really good. I forgot. But you know, well, it's one of those things when you really get in, it's like keeping tempo. And I remember that too, where it's in so many people's nature to start going faster, 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 faster. And that's what they're doing. And they had to stop being ahead of the music and then re kind of just like orient themselves. And then they got behind right at the end. And so it really was all the way through. Whereas you look at the Chinese, even if the dance spin wasn't that great, they were keeping pace all the way through. It was really even. It was a very steady performance. And then they ended really well. And so
Let's just
I
really quick
don't have,
too. We have that. We
yeah.
have also the choreographic step to look at for them because they also got
Oh,
hit with
okay.
this exclamation point.
Yeah.
But where, like, watching this? Okay, so we're watching now the
You're
choreographic
watching
step.
this now.
Where is it that they're suffering? You know, they're close enough this
Yeah, I may have
entire time.
mistaked like my comment from earlier. Yeah, they're really close here. Like I don't see any retrogressions. I don't see any.
Maybe right there they can argue they were maybe
Oh, two
slightly
arm
too far.
lengths
I
apart.
don't know
Yeah.
though. I mean, like that really, I don't know. You know, that's.
Yeah, it's getting nitpicky, very nitpicky.
Are they more than two arm lengths?
And then where do they end?
It's really hard to tell from this angle, but I mean, it looks like they're close enough to the boards.
Yeah, that's true, right? And so that's one of the things too. Like, so it could have been multiple places. I could see where you're talking about where that. Yeah, I can see this too. Like where it's just a really harsh call because you're supposed to be within 2 meters board to board, and I can see to where at the end they don't end within that 2 meters. And I can see to where you're saying it could have been like that really harsh, like we're a bit too far apart.
I really don't. It's very
Yeah, they
tough.
definitely start within two.
If you look here, it's so hard to tell. I mean, to me, it looks like they're close enough. I don't know though. It's
But you
so.
know, it's just an example. That's great. So showing this handhold here, 2 arm lengths apart. This is the distance that's allowed in the choreographic step
So
now.
I mean,
So
if you
this has
go
been
back,
like
so
a thing
let's.
that they added.
Yeah, so let's take that though. And if you go back to where is it that we were thinking there's a concern, like is this getting too far? I don't think so. You know, I don't think it's this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. And again, you just ask, like, you know, I wish that you would offer some explanations. Like, why
I
did they
don't
get
maybe
this?
right here, honestly, it could be
Yeah.
anything of
It
this
could
little
be here.
sequence
It
right
really
here,
could be
but
here because that part, literally, that fractions of a second
yeah.
feels like, yeah, that fractions is more than two. Because if you look at their legs versus earlier when they're actually holding hands and with outstretched arms, yeah, their feet are a
Well,
lot closer.
if we go to right here, for
Right.
example, you know, I
Right.
don't know. That's tough. That's
But
really
it is. It's a really, there's harsh calls, right, for both. But I think the choreographic step call for them and the Chinese was a little harsh. So it kind of washes. I think the Swedes have a better choreographic step, but that's just a matter of opinion or taste, depending how you want to say it. But yeah, so like again, there were tons of places here to where the Swedes just lost points. And it was rough. That 98 that popped up, was it 98, 99? 99, no, 99.3. Okay. Accurate. It really was. To me, they were just not clean enough in this program. They were losing levels, they were losing GOE. And I thought some of the marks, considering some of these elements, were a little generous. So even then, like I hate saying it because I really want them to be at the Olympics. I want them to be
But it was
Olympics so
fair.
bad.
It was fair.
Yeah. It was fair to me. It was fair. And they were still third in PCS. Like, so that PCS did come through for them. It's just the elements in the second half of the program.
So I'm not sure if you guys can really hear us now because I'm going to
I mean,
share the sound
yeah.
from the video. But here, of interest to me is the way that Mark two times kind of audibly is like, the score is changing because they see the scores, they see the placement, they see the scores, they know what's going on. Anyways, I just thought it was interesting.
Very close.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, look at that. Oh my gosh. 0 out of 10
Oh my
scores
gosh,
yet.
it's just changed. Scores have just changed again. The inputs are changing
All
constantly.
right.
What I thought would happen is
Wow.
Yeah, you could tell he was a level of shock too, but I think he was kind of feeling what we were feeling because he clearly wanted them to get the spot. He's a big fan of their skating. I think he and Ted feel this emotional pull that we do too with their skating, and we connect with them. But again, you know, I think he was processing it as we were processing it.
Well, yeah, they like, I think I was cut off when I was saying it, but they see on their screen, they see the total points, they see the reviews, and they see what the new levels are. They see exactly the score as it's being adjusted. I don't know how familiar everybody is, but US Nationals for several years, they had, if you go on like NBCOlympics.com or some website, they showed actually the second to second protocol, and it would show as it was adjusted. So if you were actually watching that site, you would know the result probably a good 30 seconds to a minute before it was officially announced in the arena. But that's exactly what the commentators see as well. They see this adjusting and they see this levels going down. So that he probably saw them going from like being in second place to third place or fourth place or whatever it ended up being. He could see all of this happening in real time. And it was, you know, their wait for the scores was quite long. And it seems like maybe that choreographic step, that exclamation point, was put in like literally seconds before the score was finalized. I don't know, but something happened very late because it was very audible that something had happened. But it is what it is. You know, we're watching it, and for most instances, we can kind of see the issues. Twizzle would have probably made a difference.
I mean, what is the point differential? It's so close between the two. It's 0.24. Yeah, 0.24 points would have gotten them the spot.
That level
so,
three
literally,
would have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Literally any single these level calls, any of these mistakes not happening, the rotational lift being a little less shaky than it was, but then instead two lifts get basically GOE that should have been a little higher if they performed it well. Like, it just, they had the opposite of the new Chinese in terms of performances and the rhythm dance versus the free dance. And that really just did them in. It's, I'm sad, but that's sport.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
like we said, this competition is just all about kind of those heartbreak moments and those shocking, like, exciting moments. So,
yeah, and so again, like, it's not, I don't think it's controversial. I think it's just, you know, disappointing. It's sad. But to me, it's not. It really isn't. Just considering all those technical problems they had, whereas the Chinese didn't have nearly as many.
Yeah. So in the end, it's Lithuania, Australia, Spain, and China getting the spots. As of right now, like we said, there's two kind of questionable citizenship. One of them has to do with the second Finnish team. There is no other team. So if she were to not get it, I read that she's taking her language test sometime in the next few weeks. If she were to not get it, it would then go to the Swedes, who also don't have citizenship yet. So if she can't get it in time, then it actually goes to the Hungarians after all of this. So there's still a little bit of potential for a shakeup there. I feel like if the Finnish team does not get it, I feel like Sweden's very tough on their athletes as far as getting the chance to even compete. But if they were to, you know, unofficially get that spot in the terms of it's theirs, if they have citizenship, I think maybe there will be a push to get it in time, just because they are an exciting up and coming team, and it's ice dance in Sweden, which is a rarity as it is. So that's what I would expect, but I don't, you know, I don't know what the kind of schedule is for any of these people to determine whether they will get it or not in time. But yeah, that is our summary. Heartbreak, so close, so close. I mean, nothing's finalized yet, obviously. But yeah, as you said, you don't think it's really controversial. I was pretty livid, honestly, last night in the beginning. But, you know, you rewatch everything and you're really meticulous, and I see where it's coming from. You know, just those few calls that it's like, maybe they were a little bit too much. But so yeah, that wraps up ice dance. We've gone through three of the four disciplines in a separate video, since we went into so much detail with all of these elements in ice dance. We'll go over the men's event and then a quick wrap up. Yeah, questions, comments, corrections. If you saw something else, if you're an ice dance guru of the rule book and you saw something that we missed, as far as maybe they're repeating something that they weren't allowed to or whatever,
or different
know.
Reason
yeah,
for,
yeah.
for what we saw. Yeah, I would love to
yeah,
see
because
that
there's too. A few other reasons that would get that exclamation, and we didn't really go into them. But, you know, if someone sees something or they know something from program to program or whatever that's causing that, then let us know. If it was that one instance of being for a split second too far apart, then it's really unfortunate. because that really did break that score. But yeah, as always, comments, we love them. And for now, that is it. And this is the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Vu.
And we will be back with part four, the men, and the overall wrap up. Thanks for watching.
All right. Bye, everyone.